The Fairfield Inn and Suites on Rainbow Boulevard was not a quick and easy project. Local elected officials admit developer Ricky Patel had to go through 8 years of government red tape and obstacles. But Patel was praised by many, including John Percy, head of the Niagara Tourism and Convention Corporation, for remaining committed to redeveloping downtown Niagara Falls.
Hotel owners and developers do not invest in new hotel properties just to make things pretty and to support their communities. Yes, it does support it, but they don't do it just for that reason. They invest because they're seeing a bright future and a return on investment, and that return is happening.
In attendance at the grand opening was Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, who noted that tourism statewide is up 25% and in Niagara Falls is generating $2 billion in revenue. Albany is investing millions into projects, including the redevelopment of a two-mile stretch of the former Robert Moses Parkway into a mix of green space and trails, and fixing up Niagara Falls State Park. Hochul suggests many local residents could fall back in love with their local wonder of the world.
If you've not been here in a few years, come experience how close you can really get to the edge. They've cleared a lot of the barriers, a lot of the brush that masks some of the water. And when I go there, you feel like you can touch it. You're part of the experience in a way that you never would have had before.
Work at Niagara Falls State Park, which includes the construction of a year-round facility at Cave of the Winds, is expected to be finished in about 12 to 18 months. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.